Residents in Escambia County are being urged to attend Tuesday night's school board meeting to speak up about school discipline and school arrests. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports the discussion was initiated during Monday's workshop.
Community groups such as the ACLU of Northwest Florida and the Escambia Youth Justice Coalition are calling on residents to push for changes in the district's disciplinary policies, which they say disproportionately impact African American students. Keontae Humphreys represents both organizations. She says they're advocating specific amendments to the Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook before it's finalized for next school year. First, they want removal of the requirement that a student caught with drugs on campus is automatically recommended for expulsion.
State statute only requires a zero tolerance policy when it comes to firearm weapons, making a threat, false report, bomb threat, not when it comes to drug possession.
Further, says Humphreys, the state encourages school districts to use alternatives to expulsion and law enforcement when possible in order to keep students in school.
And so when it comes to misdemeanor level, minor possession, I'm not talking about kids who bring, you know, trying to distribute on campus, but minor possession, there are programs available in lieu of the expulsion, which is in line with state statute that the district could utilize.
Humphreys says another proposal advocates language that would give parents an opportunity to be a part of the disciplinary decisions regarding their children, particularly when there's deviation from the district's discipline matrix. And finally, the district is being asked to commit to drafting guidance that clearly outlines the criteria and procedure for arresting a student at school.
And so now with the recent change in law, I think the district has an opportunity to really neutralize that concern when it comes to school arrests, to put the burden back on law enforcement and the courts and not with the superintendent or with the school board. And I would hope that not with the R&R handbook, but in a separate conversation, you begin to do that.
I just cannot believe a student leave home in the morning to come to school to be disruptive.
That's Pensacola activist Ellison Bennett speaking on behalf of the National Movement for Civil and Human Rights Incorporated, which is concerned about a recent report by the Southern Poverty Law Center that declares Escambia County one of the worst in Florida for arresting children. Now, according to the Department of Juvenile Justice, 1,157 juveniles were arrested in Escambia County during 2013-2014. Of those, there were 255 school arrests in the district, including 77 felonies. Bennett is calling for a community summit to deal with the issue.
I think if we come together in a summit, leave all the feelings and attitudes at the door, parents, teachers, Southern Poverty Law Center, Ms. Keontae from ACLU, that we can come to some resolve with the high rate of suspensions, expulsions, and arrests that we have to see played out in the news media concerning our children.
To Mr. Bennett, I'd like to say I'm ready to attend any summit anyone want to coordinate and put together.
School board member Linda Moultrie says she's in if certain others are too.
I'm tired of going to summits where you got the wrong folks in the room. The people that need to hear the message aren't there. So when you get one together with the right people in the room, you can count me in and we can have a real conversation.
School board member Jeff Burgosh says he's also happy to attend such a summit. But he says participants will need to come prepared for a real, courageous conversation about what's happening in our schools.
In case you're not aware of this, we've got a big drug problem, and it's bleeding over from the community into our schools. And so, as everyone on this dais knows, I'm not going to go anywhere near weakening the punishment for drugs.
Meantime, school superintendent Malcolm Thomas has defended their disciplinary policies as necessary, noting that the 255 students arrested in Escambia County during the past school year was just a fraction of the district's 41,000 students. Nevertheless, he says proper behavior at school for all is a must.
We're not going to put up with the drugs, and when we catch them, we're going to deal with them. Yeah, you got a big number, but you know what? They're doing it, and they're getting caught, and we're not letting it go. And we have to continue to send that message. If we don't send that same message with violent behavior and drug behavior and all other kinds of things that would happen, the bullying, the violence gets out of control, and our schools get out of control, and right now they're not.
Thomas says the district has been working for several years to improve how it deals with school discipline. Such initiatives include a behavioral management plan and positive behavior intervention and support. For now, the board plans to move ahead with tonight's vote on the Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook for the upcoming school year. If you would like to weigh in, the meeting begins at 5:30. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.